pregame coverage here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball action. And now joining me, Pocahontas area boys basketball head coach Jeff Mefford. And first, coach, before we dial into tonight's game, kind of give us some of your thoughts on the season so far. Your team's 0-4, but there's been a couple of really close games in there, really outside of the opener against Ridgeview, that your team's really been in all the games so far.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Ridgeview, I think that was a whole lot of combinations of that was my first game with them. That was their first game. We had nerves. We just kind of struggled to really get anything going, but every game since then, they've been pretty close, especially our Manson and our Newell Fonda games. That Newell Fonda game was about a three-point game getting ready to go into the fourth quarter, and then we kind of let them get on a little bit of a run, and they took a seven-point lead into the quarter instead. But we're starting to make strides and kind of get to where we want to be. There's obviously still room for improvement, and as we start to tighten those things up, hopefully we'll be able to start to see that result and some games going our way instead.
You look back at that Ridgeview game, you talked about it being the opener. What do you think were the biggest takeaways after the opener against Ridgeview?
Well, we were really hoping to be able to run with teams, and we're still working on getting to that point, but we were really struggling on getting back, and we just gave up way too many layups in that game. I think we ended up giving up about 54 points in the paint, and most of those were probably from them breaking our press or just getting easy shots down at the block on us.
Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7. Again, chatting with head coach Jeff Mefford of Pocahontas Area Boys Basketball. And now you look at your last two games. You fell short at Alta and then played a really close game at Newell. Before we talk about Alta, kind of dial into Newell, because that seemed like one of those games where it was kind of back and forth, and then the fourth quarter is where Newell made their run. But talk about that third quarter specifically. I mean, you guys really made a good push there in that third quarter.
What really killed us in that game, too, was really the start. Also, we let them get out to like a 15-point run on us. But the third quarter, we started down pretty big, obviously, but the guys were just willing to keep fighting, and they kept trying to work the ball inside. Kale Hole, our center, was sick that game, too, so he didn't play quite as good as he did the Friday before. That had a little bit of an impact on us, too, but the guys were all willing to keep fighting, and we got more guys in than we did the week before. And I think that kind of helped us to keep them running a little bit. Right now, we just kind of struggle with when a team gets on a run, being able to stop it and get the run ended and just get a basket for ourselves.
And then you look back to the matchup Friday night at Alta Relia, 72-59 final there. Give us some of the takeaways out of that game as your team. It's still early in the year. It's getting to know one another.
That was our first game without Kale, so we actually ran a different starter in his position, and that first quarter was probably our best shooting quarter that we've had so far this year. In that game, I think we knocked down about 7 or 8 three-pointers. I actually looked at the stat book at halftime, and unfortunately, we had only made 1 2-point basket that whole first half, but luckily our three-pointers had kept us in it. The guys are still learning on finding guys when they're cutting, and Ethan Behrens does a really good job of being backside for a lot of those rebounds for us. So he's kind of figured that out, and everybody's kind of learned that that's where he's going to be. They're kind of learning, like, Gabe Ain. When Gabe Ain likes to go to the basket, Gabe Ain likes to take it up. So they're starting to learn, crash the boards there. So if he happens to miss it, we can get another shot at it. So, yeah, as we keep moving forward, they're all picking up on things that they like to do a little bit better.
Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, joining me, Jeff Mefford, head coach of Pocahontas Area Boys Basketball. And now you dial into the matchup tonight. You're on the road against the East Sac County Raiders, who will come into the game undefeated. Talk a little bit about this matchup. You stay in conference play, and you're back on the road.
Yeah, East Sac is they're a very good basketball team, as their record shows. When I watch them on film and when we look at their stats, you know, they're pretty all around a good team. They've got one of the most consistent 3-point shots out of the games we've played so far, but their posts like to play really physical and know how to score down low. And what's probably more impressive is they do a really good job of making sure teams don't score on them. So we're going to have a challenge for ourselves tonight, but we had a pretty good practice yesterday, and I think the boys will hopefully be ready to answer that call.
And then last question for you, coach. You've got just the two games this week, East Sac tonight and Sioux Central coming up on Friday. What are you hoping to see out of your team this week as they continue to grow here in the early part of the season?
Be another one of those games where it's going to be key for us to keep fighting. I know that ESAC's going to get a couple of runs on us tonight, and it's going to be up to our guys to be able to answer that and keep fighting through it and keep it a good game. And then Sioux Central on Friday. I know a lot of people in the conference are kind of looking at us towards the bottom, but with us being right there in all those games, I think that could be a good game for us to really try to come out and really be competitive. And if we can't do it tonight, try to get on that other side of that scoreboard Friday night too.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that was head coach Jeff Mefford of the Pocahontas area boys basketball team as part of pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7. Pregame coverage continues next.